Oh, and this is Aaron Jones Magician with another magic audio boo, and today I would like to talk about stage prop management during your traveling stage show, like stand-up show like I do, and as well as this works for close-up and for bigger magic as well. The important thing is that when you're doing your show that you have a place where your props go all the time, every time when you perform, so that when you're doing your show you can find your props. And it's good to make a list, decide in your rehearsal time and practice time exactly where your props are going to go. And you're going to have to probably think about how to put your props so that they don't move, because when you move tables around, if you're doing on a stage, sometimes your props can get lost, or they can get bumped or moved. In my table, I have some material inside the top of the table, and I can Velcro my props down. So I Velcro them to the table. And this way, if you are doing the show and somebody bumps your table or somebody else moves your table, your props stay where they are. And also, when I go to reach for a prop, I don't have to look into the table to find. I can just put my hand and find the prop. Because when I practice a show, I know where the prop is, and it's going to be there every single time. And when I take it, I pull it out, do the trick, and I put it back in the same spot. And in most cases, depending on what the effect is. This looks very clean on stage, and you're not fiddling around in your table, because that's the worst thing. And if you're working with an assistant, make sure that things are laid out backstage in proper show order. Make a list, and then lay things out on some kind of table that this is segment 1, 2, 3, 4. This way that the assistant also can grab quickly the props that are needed for the next effect. Also, when you pack the show, make sure that you pack everything easily, so it's easy to pack away and easily to set up. And this sounds like common sense, but it's easy to let things get messy, because depending if you have a busy schedule, but I try to keep everything organized in their little packages. I bought these little bags here at the 100 yen shop in Japan, and each little bag has the prop and everything it needs to run. And I can take these bags when I store them, when I create different shows, I can just take this bag and it has everything it needs for this effect. So I don't have to, I try not to share, it would be smart, and it's smart to have things that work for both props in different bags, but because I like to categorize it so I can just grab this effect, everything is there. I don't need to look for extra pens, extra Sharpie pens, or extra tape. I just try to keep everything. So I have two of some things if I need. But the idea is that if I pick up this bag, it has everything for the single effect in it. And I grab this bag, and it makes it very easy to organize the show. I don't have to look for things or find parts that may have got lost or things that I share between two tricks. And I have to go look for one. I forget one somewhere, but I have everything together. And it's very convenient and makes everything run smoothly. Setup is easy, takedown is easy, and looks good. It just makes your life a little bit easier. So it's just something to think about. If you have any comments and any ways that you organize your show and manage your props for stage, let us know. You can send a comment, or you can send me a message through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or through my website at aaronjones.com, or through Facebook, which is also username Aaron Jones Magic. And that's all for today. Until next time, have a great one. Bye-bye.